gay. I think astronauts are gay.
Disagree.
I think space is gay.
Is that the same guy? Are you the same guy?
Yeah, pretty much, honestly. I could try to sell you some bill of goods about the last 5 years,
Aldrin.
But no one's buying it.
Super gay. I don't know, man. Some old Buzz Aldrin. I just think space is super gay. What's it like when there's no gravity?
You ever pee in space?
What do space meals taste like? You guys got Dippin' Dots up there? Hey,
yeah.
You know, war hero Tom Gribble, he wants to speak to an astronaut. You know, I eat chicken wings and drink light beer. You, space sucks.
Happy Moon Landing Day.
Hey, thanks.
Today's Moon Landing Day. And,
Wally Funk Day.
Grandma in Space Day, yeah. I'm assuming she's a grandma, maybe not. She's 82, and she's a lady.
Maybe not.
Maybe not. She was busy learning to be an astronaut.
Mm-hmm. Too busy to have kids, bear children.
Wasn't really busy flying in space, though.
But preparing for this day. Mm-hmm.
Have we booked her yet?
Working on it. She still has Juno, so it'll take her a while.
Blake's good at that, man. At booking guests, man.
Yeah.
He's like just getting the whole... Like, he landed the dude that ran across Globe Life Field.
He landed the dude who caught a home run at Globe Life Field and threw his glove onto the field at the World Series. That guy was great. Cataldi? Come on.
I think Blake's doing a great job.
He's got nipple rings.
Mm-hmm.
Flying high.
He's got a lot of problems. I'm not saying he's the perfect human, but he's right up there.
It's not always going to be the guy who has the best stats.
He does have a lot of grit.
Got grit.
He might be losing 14-0. But damn it, he's got grit. All right, so let's do it. Let's review the movie Space Jam, the Space Jam 2. Julie, what'd you think?
Oh, I thought it was terrible.
Yeah, you didn't watch it.
Yeah, it was so boring.
You did not see the movie.
LeBron.
It was a lot about LeBron.
It kind of is an entire advertisement for LeBron. LeBron the dad. LeBron the guy who learns how to be a dad. LeBron. It's basically a vehicle for LeBron. In a way that I didn't think the first one was just about Michael Jordan.
Very much, you're correct.
Yeah.
It was a vehicle about two things, LeBron.
Yeah.
And the Warner Brothers catalog.
Yeah, their intellectual property. Hey,
it was
remember
also,
Mad Max? Look over here. Remember Game of Thrones? Look over here.
There was member berries left and right.
It's the whole movie.
The Matrix, Rick and Morty, Casablanca... Or Casablanca. I don't know. Who cares, right? I'm just guessing it was Casablanca.
Right. It was old.
Austin Powers.
Clockwork Orange. Those guys were there. That was weird.
That is a weird one. That's not as kid-friendly as a lot of people think. Well, it's about a clock.
Let's just cut right to the chase. This is awful.
Don't. No.
It is awful, awful, awful. And here's why I say it's awful. You may say, well, it's a kid's movie. You're not going to like it. I don't even see how this could be considered a good kid's movie. Because as someone who now, at this stage of my life, does get a bunch of kid movies forced on me, what's the market for this? Like, are the 9-year-olds or 12-year-olds who go see this going to be like, oh, hey, I get that. That's a slick Game of Thrones reference. Or a cool Rick and Morty reference. I don't know who this is for. It's terrible, and because of this, LeBron will always be number two behind Jordan.
There are too many like life lessons in there.
They tried.
Let your son be who he is, and you know, don't get on him too hard. Like it, they could have been a lot shorter if they'd have just stuck to Looney Tunes and basketball.
Interspersed with shots of the Gremlins, because that's big with kids in 2021. It's a mess, dude. Admit it.
I want to disagree with you guys.
Oh, my goodness. The LeBron slurp knows no end.
See, now I knew you're going
to
do this. And
somebody
has to. That's changing the whole narrative of the argument, which isn't fair.
I didn't hate it, but I'm not ever going to watch it again.
And I'm a LeBron fan, by the way. But this is... I think it's terrible.
I think it was really showing off what they could do with CGI nowadays.
Yeah. That was cool.
It was, I mean, your head is spinning.
Yeah.
If you're saying, who is this for? It is for today's kid who needs to see everything all the time right now again. Like a water fireman playing basketball. We need, you know, but there were a lot of other references in their whole bit. And that's what the real successful kids movie can do is make it enter. So it wasn't a really good movie. You know, like a Nemo or a Toy Story or something like that. Those are like, I think kids and adults could both say, oh, that's kind of a good movie.
Yes.
That's a good plot. That's a good, you know, they had writers that were working, and then they have some nods to the olds who are in the audience that'll get this, but it won't take away from the kids' enjoyment of it, and they'll do kid stuff that's not going to take away from, you know. So I think when they're doing the kid stuff, which is blowing everything up and spinning and... that's taking it away from you. And then when they're doing the Rick and Morty nods or the Austin Powers or whatever, that's probably not really, it's falling on their deaf ears. But maybe this is, go back to my Keith Law anchoring bias again. It's where you are anchored. And I didn't have a name for it when I was growing up, but I did always have this feeling of, if I heard everybody saying how great a movie was, and I went in and I saw it and it was an average movie, I would think it totally sucked. Well, I've heard nothing but this movie is dog crap, and it's the worst time you'll ever have. And look, 2 hours is a lengthy.
Yeah.
You cut that back a little bit. You know, if you're, all kids' movies should probably be an hour and a half. Somehow, something about that extra half hour, man, yeah. It just makes it
a
grind.
It's a slog, yeah.
I mean, we were working. You say, oh, this must be a fun job. You get to watch a movie and you call it work.
Well, we were
working.
Yeah.
But all I heard was it was garbage, garbage, garbage. And as I'm watching it, I'm like, I'm with Blake. I'm not going to watch it again. But it's also like,
yeah, so for
it's
me,
not the worst thing I've ever seen.
It's human nature. Maybe the bias played into it. But I just am not a fan of the, like, I don't like crossover ads, right? When Kevin Durant turns into Spider-Man. Or
man,
when,
that's all this was.
You get it every right, playoffs, it was a, right?
This was a two-hour crossover everything.
And that just, I don't like it.
You didn't like seeing the Looney Tunes in the movies? Like
no.
Wile E. Coyote is Mad Max?
No.
That's funny.
I didn't. And here's Speedy Gonzalez in The Matrix.
Yeah.
Just felt like it was a lot of just
that was kinda cool.
Everything at the wall that you can, and then that is this movie. It's showing off the largesse of Warner Brothers, just like, look, we own all this stuff. Throw it all in there. I'm not even saying it's LeBron's fault.
Put the Night King in the crowd.
Yeah. Okay, that's
I think the writers could have used some work.
Kong.
The writers could have worked a little more. I noticed one thing that seemed to be a theme. Can I just play it if I click on this online? It's not generating to my computer. So if I just click on it, it plays? Let's see. Here we go. Oh, it opens up a whole new thing. All right, go ahead. Here we go.
And I wish them all the best in their new endeavors.
Oh, man. Sorry, Bugs. That's terrible. Family's everything.
Yep.
That was Bugs.
Family.
Bugs getting drunk on...
carrot juice.
On carrot juice, so I'm not sure if that plays real well with the little kids. But... this goes along the theme. So they were doing nods, member berries, to a lot of different things and things they own in their catalog. Is Fast and Furious a Warner Brothers property?
I think it might be.
Because you were saying your review of the last three Fast and Furious movies,
mm-hmm.
You put together a kick-ass montage of all the times Dom is talking about family. Because these aren't a movie, it's not a movie about driving fast, it's a movie about family, right?
Right.
So, they kept doing all these nods, and you weren't always totally sure what the nod was to. You had to have a little knowledge of, Casablanca, or at least some kind of history. I think that was Casablanca. But, you know, you wouldn't have known The Matrix unless you had seen The Matrix and knew that Granny was the one, you know? Well, here is, as they're talking about family left and right, this made me think, are they giving a nod to Fast and Furious?
Pre-game ritual?
I like to remind myself who I'm playing for, my family. And right now, it's all about Dom.
We'll get your son back. I promise.
Yeah, I mean,
it's all about Dom.
There's a character named Dom, and they say it's all about family. It felt pretty transparent to me. Family?
But I don't know if anybody else has done that breakdown of the movies like you have. If that's such a reference.
I think at this point, yeah, now it's like a meme that has become everything is, there's a million Fast and Furious family memes now. They tried some sports jokes, you know, they worked in a couple LeBron-related sports jokes to show that he'll make fun of himself a little bit. They tried.
I thought those were kind of good. Wasn't there some that were kind of even surprising that they're busting on LeBron like that? What was the one, here's the one. Let's see here.
Now I'm afraid you're going to have to help me fulfill my destiny.
Listen, man, if you don't produce my son in 5 seconds...
Hey, no. Oh, they're pointing and aggression. No. You're not running things in here. I am the king of this domain. I'm not your coach.
I laughed out loud at that because LeBron allowed them to put a line in there about how LeBron doesn't listen to his coaches and runs the teams. And I'm sure David Blatt, whenever he sees this, wherever he lives these days, will be like, hey, I think that's about me. There were a couple of shots in there.
LeBron, not a good actor, but Michael Jordan, not a good actor.
Sure.
I think you guys are right. If you say compared to the first one, it was, you know, Michael Jordan, it wasn't just a vehicle to promote how great Michael Jordan was.
Michael B. Jordan was good, though.
that was kind of funny.
That was kind of funny.
When they needed Michael Jordan's help and they got Michael B. Jordan.
Have I convinced you it's not the worst movie ever?
No.
Bono hated
At least
it.
The first one, you had Bill Murray and Newman and people to prop up MJ. This was just LeBron, and he brought nothing. He was not likable. He wasn't funny. It seemed like they filmed this in a weekend, and they've been working on it for 7 years. Klay Thompson was in it for 15 seconds.
Yeah, Dame had 15 seconds.
There was a million cameos.
Yeah. It really just felt like somebody flipped through a Rolodex, both real and cartoon, and was like, just throw it in there.
I thought the writers, as far like the logic, didn't really make a lot of sense. If this guy could get them in there, why the basketball game to win your way out? Why not just keep you there?
The plot was terrible.
It did have
a terrible plot, but
yeah,
a lot of special effects.
The scoring system bugged me.
Okay, we can't get lost in the weeds of the technical aspects of the game.
You could score 700 points on one shot.
Because of style points?
I want to know what the Don Cheadle check is for this.
Yeah.
A guy who's considered one of the greatest actors of his generation.
I think it made a lot of money. Made like 30-some million. Exceeding expectations.
Good. I'm glad.
So LeBron can get a little more money.
Boy. It's terrible, Dan. That's where I'm going to land on this one. I'm sorry.
All right.
And well, as I told you in the meeting, I think it was only made because Kyrie made Uncle Drew.
I need to watch that because Mino says Uncle Drew has to be funnier or better than this.
And we'll get to the bottom of it.
And I'm like, there's just no way. I'm watching.
Our dude perfect.
At least Shaq is in that one.
We're reviewing Uncle Drew next week.
Okay, I'm in.
All right, let's do a Hard Knocks review after this.